Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Mr. President, the agenda ahead is exciting. You've set a clear course to protect our people at home, to promote freedom abroad, and to expand our prosperity. I'm grateful for Andy's willingness to stay on for a couple of weeks to help break me in, and then I'm anxious to get to work.
Josh Bolton, the newly appointed White House Chief of Staff, replacing Andrew Card, who resigned this morning. President Bush announced that about 2 hours ago, and now he has come before the cameras again after a cabinet meeting. Let's listen in for a minute on what the president is saying.
As well as General Casey, they reported on their ongoing efforts to win this war on terror, to defeat the enemy all around General Abizade's theater of responsibility, as well as defeat the enemy in the central front of the war on terror, which is Iraq. I appreciate very much General Pace joining us today as well. These leaders, folks on the ground who know the condition on the ground, recognize this is hard work, but they also report on steady progress that we're making toward meeting our important goals. Important goal is to make sure Iraq is a democracy that can sustain herself, defend herself, and is not a safe haven for the terrorist. Tomorrow I'm going to deliver a third of a series of speeches about the situation in Iraq. During Saddam Hussein's brutal rule, he exploited the ethnic and religious diversity of Iraq by setting communities against one another. And now the terrorists and former regime elements are doing the same. They're trying to set off a civil war through acts of sectarian violence. The United States and our Iraqi forces cannot be defeated militarily. The only thing the Iraqi insurgents as well as the terrorists can possibly do is to cause us to lose our nerve.
All right, President Bush, speaking about Iraq again. Obviously, we'll talk a little bit more now about the resignation of Andrew Card as Chief of Staff with Ted Alden, Washington Bureau Chief for the Financial Times. Ted, thanks a lot for coming on short notice this morning.
No problem, Ryan. Good morning.
So I'll ask you the same thing I asked John Podesta. Why Andrew Card of all administration officials?
Well, I think, you know, President Bush was clearly under pressure to do something in the White House, and I think Andrew Card went to him and said, look, I'm tired, I've been doing this job for a long time, and if you look at your poll numbers, I'm not serving you well. So I think he was the logical guy to go, but in replacing him with Josh Bolton, certainly the president has not given much ground to his critics. I mean, he's replacing Andrew Card with someone who's very much like Andrew Card and is every bit the loyal, trusted inside aide that Andrew Card was.
Now, Josh Bolton was the head of the Office of Management and Budget. Does this mean the president is looking for someone budget-oriented to be chief of staff, or is that beside the point?
I don't think so. I mean, Josh Bolton is widely respected as an extremely competent public servant. He's not a particularly ideological individual, so there's no particular political or partisan message being sent with this appointment. I think the message that, quite honestly, I don't think this decision was made by President Bush. I don't think he asked Andy Card to leave. I think Andy Card said, I need to step down. I'm not serving you well. I've been doing this job for a long time, and I'm tired. And I think President Bush looked around for the individual in his administration who was most like Andy Card, and he found Josh Bolton.
One thing about Iraq, and we heard a little bit of the president's remarks. He just spoke for a couple of minutes. He's done already after his cabinet meeting. He keeps coming out and out and out and defending his policy. I guess he really believes in it. We got to give him that, right?
I think, you know, the one thing that I think we all have to recognize about this president is that he does not change course easily, that once he's set in a particular direction, he sticks to it. And he certainly has done that on Iraq. And
whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is open to judgment.
Absolutely, absolutely. But there was a speech he gave a couple of weeks ago in which he was in front of an audience of small newspaper owners. And he was absolutely explicit, saying, look, you know, my job is not to look at the poll numbers. My job is not to listen to the critics. My job is to do what I think is right and continue doing that in the face of opposition. So it's very much the way he views the job. And I think this appointment today is that sort of appointment. It gives the tiniest little bit of a concession to the critics, but very, very small.
But it stay the course.
Absolutely.
We have 20 seconds. Can you clear up for me why the president said last week that the next president would have to decide on withdrawing from Iraq, but then Condi Rice talked about a drawdown, a substantial drawdown within the next year? 15 seconds.
Well, I think the question is, will all U.S. troops be out of Iraq by the end of this term? And I think President Bush clearly said no. But I don't think that means there won't be a drawdown. The plan is still to try to reduce the numbers this year. So I think the two are consistent.
To look like something's happening before
Absolutely.
The election?
Absolutely. I think they're still hoping to do that, though. Right. The conditions on the ground hardly warrant it right now.
Ted Alden, Washington Bureau Chief for the Financial Times. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.